93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to tell somebody something that they're not going to want to hear, Krista, we come in and we help you.
Yeah, we're good for that.
And today on Breaking Bad News, we have Brian. Welcome, Brian.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing good, man. Thanks for emailing us. And when I saw your email, I thought, boy, this could be something crazy. So you're going to break bad news to who this morning?
To my niece, Jessie.
All right, so
your niece?
Your niece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she ran off to college a while back, and I put a bunch of her belongings in my garage just as storage as a favor, and took her too long to get back, and I ended up selling a bunch of it.
What do you mean you sold a bunch of it? What do you mean?
Well, it was taking up too much space in my garage. I got a new boat, and so I had a little garage sale just to see if I could clear some space. And it turns out a lot of her items were pretty hot, and people wanted them. So
Did you even ask her first, like, hey, can you come get your shit? Because I'm going to be getting rid of it.
She was busy. I didn't want to bother her.
Okay.
But did you tell her, hey, I'm going to be selling some of your stuff. Give you the cash?
No.
Nothing?
No, she doesn't know anything.
No, I didn't tell her because I didn't think she wanted it. It was a bunch of kid stuff, you know?
Yeah. Just to be clear, though. Brian, when she said, can you store my stuff in your garage, was it like, I'm coming back to get it, or here, you can have this stuff?
Well, you know, she wasn't real clear about it. I figured, you know, maybe she was keeping it just for keepsakes, but she was a kid then, and then she goes off to college, she grows up, she doesn't want the stuff anymore. That's what I figure.
Okay.
Wow. So I bet you got rid of, like, maybe Cabbage Patch Kids and Care Bears and off-the-chart Barbie dolls.
What did you sell at the yard sale that was so good?
Well, it turns out, like, these little stuffed animal things, Beanie Babies are real hot. Somebody threw me $50 for one of those right off the bat, and I realized I had a good thing going, and these Pogs, some Barbies that were in the boxes, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
So she had collectible stuff that you're talking about here.
Yeah, I guess so.
How long have you had it in your garage?
2 years.
Oh, really?
2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So basically, you sold your niece's stuff. You haven't said anything. I mean, how do you? I mean, well, you know your niece. Is she going to be pissed? I mean, what do you think she's going to?
She's going to cry.
I don't know. I mean,
Look, her and I have a good relationship. Otherwise, she wouldn't have put her stuff in my garage in the first place.
Yeah.
She's a little bit of a firecracker. So that's why I wanted to see if I could get a mediator like you guys at home.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Because she trusted you at one time.
Well, I have no idea. I would be super pissed, but maybe Jesse lets it go, and who knows? Yeah. That's exactly why we do Breaking Bad News. So, Brian, we're going to call Jesse here. It's going to be you and her on the phone line, and you can break the bad news, okay?
Okay, good.
Good luck, my man.
Yeah, good luck. Keep in mind, we'll come into the end of the conversation and try to help you out if you need it.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Here we go, Breaking Bad News.
Hello?
Jesse, Uncle Brian.
Oh, hey, Uncle Brian. How's it going?
Hey, good. It's been a long time since you called me, so I thought I'd call you, huh?
Yeah. How is everything? I'm sorry I haven't been
in touch. Oh, thanks. Things are good. They feeding you all right up there?
Yeah, I've been really busy. School's been really, really good. Thank you so much for letting me keep all that stuff at your place. I really appreciate it. I'm definitely gonna come get it too.
You got a little more school left, but I actually wanted to give you some good news and bad news. Mostly good news.
Okay.
So I got a new boat.
You got a new boat?
I got a new boat. So when you get back, we're going to the lake.
Sweet. When did you get it?
I just got it a few months ago, actually. No, it's a beaut. She's a beaut. It's amazing. The bad news is I had to clear out a little space in the garage to fit it in.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, it kind of seemed like you had a bunch of stuff there, yeah.
like my tools.
Yeah, you have a lot of your tools and, like, storage stuff, right?
I had a little garage sale, and I had to let go of a few of your things. Just, you know, some of the bulkier items.
You SOB.
Wait, I'm sorry, you what?
I had a little garage sale, and I let go of a few of your kid stuff, like some of the stuffed animals and the games and stuff.
What?
Not cool, bro.
Oh, my God.
Not cool.
Wait, you got rid of some of my stuff? You said I could keep it at your place. It was not that much stuff, Uncle Brian.
No, but, you know, those boxes were so big, and the way that I had to angle the boat into the garage, there's no way around it, you know?
Wait, are you serious? You told me to put it in the garage. You said that the attic could have worked, but you were like, no, just put it in the garage. Why would you not have told me before you had to do that?
Well, because there was a forecast of rain, and I didn't want to have to just leave it out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but okay. What? You didn't want to leave the boxes out? You don't want to leave the boat out? I'm sorry. Wait, so what of my stuff did you sell?
You know that the box of the Beanie Babies?
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
And the Pokemon.
The Beanie Babies?
Yeah, those
and
Beanie
the
Baby
Pokemon
things.
Cards?
Pokemons, yeah. But the good news is I got a real fair deal on them. And ended up getting I ended up what?
I'm so glad that you got a good deal on it when you sold things that weren't yours that you told me I could keep at your house. That's so messed up. Are you serious? Were you gonna tell me this?
Yeah, well, I used that money to get some fishing poles, and one of them's yours.
Oh, what's that nice?
So you sold my stuff without asking me, and then decided that with the money that you made off of my stuff, that I wanted a fishing pole?
Yes, girl.
It sounds so bad when she says it.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to go fishing.
Yeah. Were you like fishing?
I don't even go fishing. I like going on boats, but I don't even know how to fish.
Well, you'll learn.
Oh, my God. But
did you sell the Barbies?
Yeah.
I sold the Barbies.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Why would you tell me I could leave my stuff at your house if you're going to sell it without asking me?
Listen, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it.
No.
Well, at least he realizes now.
That does he? Does he?
Did you sell other stuff? Did you sell some of my mom's stuff and not tell her? Should I go ahead and call her?
Oh, no. Your mom would kill me.
Yeah.
Oh, your mom would kill me. Hey, we're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Is this Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, Jesse. Hi. This is Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams here in Madison while you're away at school.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Girl.
No, you're not great because we just.
No, not great, actually.
Honey, I have your back. I've got your back on this one.
We just heard your Uncle Brian give you the bad news that he had to sell most of your stuff to make room for his great boat with the fishing rods.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad because I sometimes I try to see what the other person, what their motivation was to try to, you know, to try to maybe back them up. But I really got nothing, Brian. Sorry.
Sorry, dude. It's not happening here.
Selling somebody's stuff behind their back is pretty tough. I'm really sorry that your stuff got, sold right from out from underneath you.
Yeah. I mean, thank you. You said he had to sell it. He didn't have to sell it.
Yeah. What? No.
So are we going to, like, reimburse her with the money you earned? Wouldn't that be a great idea, Brian, to make yourself feel a little bit better?
At least give her the cash you made on it?
Well, I bought those rods and reels. So
oh, my God. Here we go.
Maybe you could return the rod.
Yeah.
I bet he already... Did you already use them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you're
my God.
The worst uncle.
You're the worst uncle. That's funny.
You had one for me. You don't have one for me. Do you want to use both of them?
Maybe he was just making sure. Maybe he was making sure it worked.
Yeah, I had to test out the gear.
That's funny.
All right. Hey, here, Jesse, what we're going to do is we put together some money here at the radio station. We're going to give you a $250 Visa gift card. I know it won't bring back your Beanie Babies and your Pokemon stuff, but maybe it'll help you at college, and at least you'll get some cash. Okay, hon?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That's really nice of you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And as far as Brian, you go, I don't know, man. We're getting a lot of bad texts here. I can't read most of them.
Yep. That's what you get.
Uncle Brian gets no Christmas presents forever.
Dunskies.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could take her on the boat every time she wants to go out, Uncle Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a fair deal.
And she can throw you over as well.
Bring your friends down.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Bring
the girls over, honey.
Bring your friends down.